Good morning once again. This is Minister Andre. I'm coming from Richmond Heights, Ohio. I'm ministering from my location. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As I stand this morning, I give honor and praise to God, who's the head of my life, my wife, Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the pastors, ministers, mothers, deacons, saints on this prayer line this morning, especially those that may be joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise his holy name this morning. All right, well, we're going to get started with our prayer service, our one-hour prayer service. And at this time, we're going to introduce our own Mother Buchanan. Are you ready, Mother? Hello?
Did you get me? Yes,
Mother
I
Buchanan?
Am.
Yeah, yes. I can hear you now. Go right ahead. Oh. Let God use you.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a day the Lord has made. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My topic this morning is everyday topic, all day topic. It's thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it's coming, one of the verses is coming from Psalm 34 and 1. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Hallelujah. And I found more verses in Philippians 4 and 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In Ephesians 5 and 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Luke 2:38, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter, 38, and she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise to the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Thank you, Lord. I praise your name. Hallelujah. I praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Dear Father, dear Father, dear Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day. You watched over us overnight, Heavenly Father. You woke us up this morning to give you glory and the praise, and we thank you for it, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We will bless you at all times, dear God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear God, we thank you for our families. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our children. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our friends, Heavenly Father. Thank you for our loved ones, our unsaved loved ones. We thank you, Lord, for everything. We cannot thank you enough, Heavenly Father, because if it wasn't for you, where would we be? Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, but when you give us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, Jesus. We thank you for our food, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our clothing, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you, Lord, for health. We thank you, Lord, for strength. We thank you, Lord, for love. We thank you, Lord, for you forgiving us, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, praise the Lord, for Heavenly Father, blessing our finances, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, by means of transportation, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, in whatever way we get around, Heavenly Father, we give you, give us our, your protection, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus, for being able, Heavenly Father, to have jobs, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We just praise your name. We can't give you enough thanks in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We know, dear God, we seek his will in all you do, Heavenly Father. And you will show us which path to take, dear God. Whoever pursues righteousness, dear God, and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Hallelujah, dear God. I'm confident, dear God, I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. We thank you, boy, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you. Give you, Heavenly Father, all the praise. All the glory, Heavenly Father. Every minute, every hour of the day, Heavenly Father. Whatever we do, dear God, there's not a word, Heavenly Father, that we can't say and think about saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Heavenly Father. You have brought us a mighty long, a mighty, 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 mighty long ways, Heavenly Father. Dear God, we thank you. You've been a mother to us. You've been a father to us. You've been a sister to us. You've been a brother to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been friends for us, Heavenly Father. You are there, Heavenly Father. When there's nobody else around, dear God, we can always call on you. Your line is never busy, dear God. We thank you for it, Jesus. We praise your name, dear God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father, as you take care and you touch and you heal all of the sick, Heavenly Father. Wherever there may pains be, from the top of our heads to the tips of our toes, dear God, we thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your complete healing, dear Heavenly Father. In our hospitals, in our nursing homes, in our regular homes, dear God, we thank you, dear God. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for being there for us, dear. We can always depend on you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, as you touch, and comfort the ones who've lost loved ones, dear God, Heavenly Father. Continue to give them comfort, Heavenly Father. Peace in the families, Heavenly Father, during this time of mourning. We thank you, dear God. We praise your name. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, for our body of Christ assembly, Heavenly Father. Our man of God, Heavenly Father. Our spiritual father, Heavenly Father. We thank you for him, Jesus, as he brings the word to us each and every day, every night. Hallelujah. We have a moment of hearing him, Jesus. We thank you. Continue to strengthen him, Heavenly Father. Continue to strengthen him. Let him keep continue to walk with you, Heavenly Father. And blessing this family, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name, Jesus. And we're going to thank you, too, for Pastor Lenore, Heavenly Father. Keep giving her strength, Heavenly Father. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Heavenly Father. As she stands by his side, Heavenly Father, that he bring us the word. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God. As you, dear God, just bless all of our Baca family, Heavenly Father. Each and every one. Make us stronger, Heavenly Father. Bless our finances so we can contribute, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. Hallelujah, 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 Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory and all the praise, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. For all of our leaders, Heavenly Father, all over. We bless, Heavenly Father, this prayer service, Heavenly Father, that we get every day, Heavenly Father. We thank you for it, Heavenly Father. We thank you for it. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Bless each and every one. Our families, Heavenly Father. Bring us closer together. Bring our loved ones back into your arms, Heavenly Father. You're watching them every day, Heavenly Father. We thank you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Each church door that's open, Heavenly Father, let the ones that's bringing us the word, let it be your word, Heavenly Father, that's teaching us, Heavenly Father. And dear God, let us be doers, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, let us be doers, Heavenly Father, so we listen and hear your word, dear God, because we love you, Lord. We love you. We praise your name, dear God. We praise your name. There's no one else but you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear God, Heavenly Father, for our children, our schools, Heavenly Father, and the members, the people that work in the schools, Heavenly Father. Guide and protect them each and every day, Heavenly Father, as they go to and from the school buildings and the colleges, Heavenly Father, the staff and all, dear God. Keep them all protected, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for our prayer service daily, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our prayer service, Heavenly Father. Increase our prayer service, dear God. We love you for it, Heavenly Father. We thank you for it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father, for our daily bread, Heavenly Father, and our nightly meetings, Heavenly Father, our Wednesday night business service, Bible service, dear God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, dear God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We know it's a good thing, dear Heavenly Father, to give thanks unto you, O Most High, Heavenly Father. Show forth our loving kindness in the morning and our faithfulness every night, dear God. We praise your name, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long ways. Well, you've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister, my brother, too. Oh, you thank me from a mighty long ways, a mighty long ways. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, thank you, Jesus, from a mighty long ways. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Amen, 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 amen. I turn it back over to our prayer host. Thank you.
Amen, Mother Buchanan. We thank you for taking the lead this morning on our prayer line service. We thank you for your attitude of gratitude. Thank you for your songs. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank him. He has brought us all from a mighty, mighty long way. Thank you, Jesus. It's always an honor and a privilege to hear your voice. We pray for your health and your strength and your peace of mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The believer's declaration reads, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our locations. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. I like the third point, bullet point. We are a strong people who serve God and his purpose, who know God and serve his purpose. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. That was our own mother, Betty Buchanan. Number zero, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this morning. All right, we're going to move it right along. We have our own Sister Mildred. Sister Mildred, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred, for being so faithful and being on the line. Go right ahead and let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. My prayer is, my scripture is Psalm chapter 50, verse 15. And God call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Father, we thank you for your word on this morning. We thank you this morning, Father. We love you, we adore you, and we praise you. We lift you up on this morning, Father. We thank you this morning for knowing we can call on you for all things. We can call on you. And you hear our cry, Father. We thank you that we could call on you when we are in doubt, Father. We thank you we can call on you for deliverance. We thank you we can call on you for comfort. We can call on you when we need a friend, Father. We can call on you in pain. We can call on you for healing. We can call on you for provision. We can call on you when we need help with our children. We can call on you when we need love, Father. We can call on you even in the midst of darkness. You hear our cry, Father. We can call on you as a shield. We can call on you to cover us, oh God. We can call on you for all things, Father. Father, you are a fence, and we are secure, and we will not be moved in you, Father. We put our trust in you on this morning, oh God. We put our trust in you with our life, with our health and with strength, Father. Allow your presence to surround us and dwell in our homes, oh God. Let your presence dwell in our life. Let your peace fill our hearts in times of uncertainty, God. Our hope, our faith, our trust, our help is in you, Father. Father, you are forever faithful, God, and you are true to us, and we call on you for all things this morning. Father, forgive us for not focusing on you, Father. Forgive us on letting our mind dwell in places that's unlike you, Father. Forgive us on this morning, Father. Help us to remember you are our strength, Father. You are in control of all things. We trust you this morning, Father. Father, you are with us, Father. You are our water. You are our strength. You are our light day and night, Father. Father, our words are not in silence when we call upon you, Father, knowing that you hear all things. You hear all things. You see all things, and you're everywhere. Father, wherever, whatever, and whenever, you're there, Father. Your presence there. We call on you, Father. Father, it is you that we trust. It is you that bring us light, Father. We open our hearts to you even on this morning, Father. Father, let your word dwell in our heart. Father, we're not giving up. We're calling on you this morning. We will be patient in you, Father, patient knowing that you will bring us through, Father. We love you on this morning, and we love knowing that you're faithful and that we can call on you for all things, Father. We put you before all things, Father. Father, make the crooked straight in our lives, Father. We put you before all things. Father, we pray this morning that you strengthen us, Father. Strengthen us when we go through our tests. Strengthen us when we go through our trials. Strengthen us when trouble comes, Father. Yes, we may encounter affliction, Father, but we know that you are there. You are there even in the midst of afflictions, even in the midst of trouble, even when the trial and challenges come, Father. You are there, Father. We're not exempt, Father, from trouble. We're not exempt from afflictions. We're not exempt from trials, Father. We're not exempt from challenges, Father. As your servant Job was not exempt from afflictions, Father, he trusted you and he was an upright, faithful man, Father. But you were there. You were there, Father, and you brought him through his challenges and through his affliction. He trusted in the true and living God. Father, we thank you this morning for the challenges that we go through. Great is thy faithfulness. You are faithful through all things, Father. We thank you for just the challenges and just the opportunity, Father, just that we have to glorify you, glorify your name as you bring us through, Father, as we stand and say, great is thy faithfulness, thy faithful God. We love you this morning, Father. Let our troubles bring glory to you as your words say, Father. Let our troubles glorify your name, Father, and show how worthy you are in our life. Demonstrate yourself in us, Father. Father, use us for your glory, Father, as you bring us through hardships, as you bring us through challenges and trials, as trouble comes for thy great deliverance to show up in our life, Father. We trust you, Father. You are our Savior, Father, and we call on you this morning. We call on your name, Father. We call on you the Prince of Peace. We call on you when trouble comes. Father, we call on your name above all names and above everything this morning. Of course, God, you are good to us. Of course, you've been good to us. Of course, you have covered us, oh God. And we love you, God. We love your truth and your faithfulness that's been in our life. Father, we love you, God. We love you, God. Those who are sick, God, they were able to call on you, Jesus. In the time that Jesus Christ came, he covered them. They were able to call on Jesus in the time of sickness. They called on Jesus in the time of blindness. They called on you, Father. Even demons called out, Father, and you were there to heal. They called on you, Father. And we even call on you this morning in our situation, oh God. We call on you this morning, the Prince of Peace. We call on you for healing, healing in our mind, body, our soul, and our spirit, Father. We call on you this morning, and we thank you that we can call on you for all things. We thank you, Father, for being here the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. We love you this morning, and we glorify you this morning. We're glad that we could call on you and that you will respond to us, God. We pray in the name of Jesus this morning that we can continue to uplift you, Father, that we can continue to call on the King of Glory, to call on the Prince of Peace, the call on our Master, the call on our Messiah, the call on our Lord, our Savior. We can call on you, God, for all things, Father, and we love you this morning. We love you for not leaving us or forsaking us, even in the midst of our trials, even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of challenges, even when we doubt, Father, even when we feel uncertainty, Father, we can call on you, Father, and we thank you this morning. We thank you for demonstrating your power. We thank you for showing us that you are a great deliverer as we call upon you, Father. We thank you this morning just for showing us day after day your glory in our life, God, as you bring us through, as you make way for us, Father, as you show us day after day that you are a great deliverer. We thank you for using us to glorify you and to glorify your holy name, Father. We come before you with thankfulness on this morning, knowing that you are great and that you are good, and the marvelous works that you've done in our life, the miracles that you've done in our life, how you brought us out, Father. We thank you for it, Father. We praise you on this morning. We praise your name for your love and kindness. We praise your name for your joy and your happiness, Father. We praise your name for just being the Prince of Peace and giving us peace, oh God. We praise your name this morning, even going through the good and the bad. We praise you, Father, and we call on you this morning. We thank you for knowing that we can call on you for all things, Father. We can call on you, Father, even in times that we feel alone, God, going through long suffering, God. We can call on you, Father. We thank you for knowing when trouble comes to just call on you, and you will see us through in your timing, Father. We glorify you, Father. We glorify your word. We glorify the demonstrations that you've given us. We glorify you, Father, that knowing that you do all things according to your will and your purpose. You do all things in your timing, Father. You do all things in your timing, Father, and we thank you for it this morning. We thank you for knowing how good you are to us. We thank you that we can serve you and we can praise you. We thank you knowing that you are there with us through all things, Father. We thank you for your love on this morning. We thank you for your peace on this morning. We thank you for your deliverance on this morning. And we thank you for your healing. We thank you for your gift of love that you've given us, Father. We love you, Father, and we praise you, and we lift you up even right now. We call on you right now just to cover us, God. We call on you right now even just to, for the things that's taking place in our world with people losing their jobs, Father. Let them be able to call on you this morning. Touch their heart to call on you to know when one door closes, another door open, oh God. Be their strength right now, Father. Be their strength as challenges come in their life, as there's tests come in their life, losing their jobs, going around the world, Father. Be their strength this morning, Father. We call on you, Father. We call on you. If my people who are called by my name, we call on you this morning, Father, because you're holy and you're faithful, Father. You're holy and you're faithful. And we call on you this morning, oh God. The hand of the world is in your hand, Father. And we call on you, Father, because of your righteousness, oh Father. Your righteousness and your faith, oh Father. And we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning as you keep us, Father. We thank you for your covenant. We thank you for your word. And we thank you for your promise on this morning, Father. Father, you are good. And we praise you this morning. We worship you as we call on you, as we call out even on the prayer line for the world that's going through challenges, Father, that's going through challenges in their life as we go through daily challenge in our lives, Father. We call on you this morning for answers, oh God. We call on you for covering, oh God. We call on you for protection, oh God. We call on you this morning. As always, God, you're there. You hear us even in silence. You hear us as we cry. You hear us as we even call out. We love you this morning, Father. We glorify you this morning, Father. And even right now, as the world goes through challenge, we glorify your marvelous works, oh God. Father, you are there from the beginning and the end. You are the first and last, and you are the Alpha and Omega, oh God. You are there through all things, and you're there right now through the world going through these challenges, oh God. You are there right now, Father, and we lift you up, Father. We glorify you, Father. You are our rock and our fortress and our deliverer. Father, you are our shield and our Savior, and you're worthy of all praise this morning. We praise you with all of our hearts this morning. We lift you up, Father. We lift you up this morning, and let our hearts and our mind glorify you, Father. Renew our strength and bring restoration, oh God, as we face challenges in our life, as the tests come in our life. None of us are exempt, oh God, but we call on you knowing that you are there, God. We call on you knowing that trouble comes for you to deliver us, God, and that we can stand and glorify your name. We are unmoved, God, as we serve and as we praise you, O God. We lift you up this morning, and we thank you even right now for all that we've gone through in our lives, O God, that we can glorify your name, that we can lift you up, that we can praise you, and that we can testify on what you brought us through and how you stood by us by and by, O God. We love you, Father. We trust you, and we praise you on this morning. We lift you up in spirit and in truth, God. We know that you are holy and you are worthy. We praise your faithfulness, Father. We praise you for being a helper. We praise your holiness on this morning, O God. We praise you for convicting us, O God. We love you, and we praise you for just being our protector and for just being with us, O God. Through it all, we learn to trust in you, Jesus. Through it all, we learn to praise you, Jesus. Through it all, we learn to call on you, Jesus. Through it all, we learn to just be there, standing steadfast, oh God, knowing that you will see us through, Father. We lift you up on this morning, Father. We praise you, Father, for being the creator and our counselor. Help us and guide us daily, Father. Help us to make wise decisions, oh God, as we serve you, as we reverence you, as we stand before you, Father. We love you and we thank you on this morning. We praise you on this morning for being trustworthy and true. It is you that give us hope, God. It is you that build faith in us, oh God. It is your glory that we want to represent. It is your glory, Father, that we testify this morning, oh God. We lift you up in spirit and in truth. We thank you for your word, God, to call upon you in a day of trouble, and you will deliver us, oh God, and that we should glorify you. We thank you this morning. We glorify you this morning. And we know the hand of the world is in your hand, O Father. The heart of the world is in your hand, Father. We thank you. We thank you, and we praise you this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. And now I'd like to turn it over to the host. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred, for your powerful, anointed prayer. This morning, we are praying on this prayer line this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your intercessory spirit on this prayer line. You are a true intercessor for us today, and we thank you for your faithfulness. Call him up. Call him up. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We're getting to the halfway point of our prayer service. Some of you may have to leave, and some of you are just coming on. We had our own Mother Buchanan, that was Sister Mildred, coming in on our second leg of our prayer. But we're asking if you can sow a seed before you go, you can give it to Cash App. You can sow it to $ Bishop Eric Clark. That's our Cash App. You can also text to give, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org, give your offering there. Upload your prayer requests. We are praying for those that are on the prayer list this morning. And also you can put in your one-minute GPS. That's guiding people to salvation. Give someone the testimony. Help someone to find Jesus. Help someone to know him as he has allowed us to know him for the parting away of our sins. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going right on into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Pastor T. Buckner. Pastor T., are you there?
Yes, yes, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God is so good this morning. Thank you, Mother, for that song. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. Ain't nobody sing that no better than you, Mother. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you. Sometimes you can hear a song early in the morning, and you can sing that song throughout the day. It'll stay in your spirit. And my sister Mildred, I just want to call on you. My God, they praying this morning. Y'all want me to go behind these great women of God praying Lord, give me strength this morning. Oh, God is good. He's good. I'm in Mark this morning. One of my old Sunday school lessons in Mark 5th chapter. But before I go there, I have to call a few names out and thank God for his healing hand. Thank God for his covering. Thank God for being there for my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. You know, God is a healer. God is a deliverer. And God answers prayer. I'm a firm believer that he can do what we cannot do. Amen. He's good. He's faithful, kind, and merciful. And we ask God to heal these individuals, to set them free, deliver them from whatever illness, whatever is on their heart, whatever is on their mind, that God would do it. Sister Tracy Treadwell, all the children and grandchildren, God would heal them. Sister Denise Damas, God would heal, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. Brandon Champion, my God. Frank, by God. David, by God. All our African brothers and sisters, Daniel and Robert and Rosie, my God. Sister Izzy, Martin Kraft, Sister Peterson, my God, in the name of Jesus. As I say, Mother Goodman, LaTanya, Mercedes, Monzella, healing, and the hand of God be upon everyone. Roberta's husband, Linda James. I'm steadily getting the list coming in. But Lord, I just ask that you comfort each and every one of your brothers and your sisters and your children. Be with them, strengthen them, give them grace and mercy, extended grace, extended mercy. Hallelujah. And thank you that God, that while we are yet praying, we know that you can answer. You can send for the answer while we are yet praying, while we are yet thinking, while we have it on our mind. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Sister Rachel's family, we pray for Linda James' family, we pray. And I hope I got all these names on this list. If I don't, I will get it on the next one. But Lord, we ask for your strength upon the people of God. We ask that for your comfort upon the people of God. And we ask that you give them peace. And we ask that you give them assurance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the 5th chapter of Mark, real quick, around about verse 21, this is Jesus. He's healing the woman with the issue of blood, and he's going to restore a girl to life. Now, I won't read the whole thing here. Some couple of more verses. He said, but in 21, he said, Jesus got into a boat again and went back to the other side of the lake where the crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then the leader of a synagogue, whose name was Jairus, or Jairus, whatever. No, not whatever, but close enough. People of God, pray with me. Jairus arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. My little girl is dying, he said. Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so she can live. Then verse 24, Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years. With constant bleeding, she had suffered a great deal from many doctors and others and had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she even got worse. She heard that Jesus was coming and came behind the crowd and touched his robe. But she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately the bleeding stopped. And she could feel in her body that she had been healed of a horrible condition. I want to stop right there because I noticed that they were in a crowd, and the Bible said this woman had an issue. And I'm thinking to myself, she was the only one with an issue? Nah, because we all got issues. None of us are I'm greater than anybody else. Everybody in the church, everybody outside the church got something they dealing with. But this woman, they issued her out because they said this woman had an issue of blood, but she went behind because she was not supposed to be out in the public according to the Jewish laws at this time with the bleeding, and she wasn't even supposed to be out. She came up behind, so she was sneaking. You ever had to sneak to get to Jesus? You had to come behind to get to Jesus? You ever had to get to him so bad, you was so desperate, and you knew that when you got there that you would be healed. Oh, this woman had an incredible faith. We thank God for her faith. Mother Buchanan, we thank God for your faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you just keep on going. Hallelujah. In spite of, the woman went to Jesus and got what she wanted. When's the last time you touched him and you stopped him in the midst of where he was going and he said, "Who touched me?" When's the last time you got his attention? My God, when's the last time he knew something? He knew something. He said, faith is in the building. Faith is in the crowd. Faith is in the crowd. It's a lot of people, but faith is here. When was the last? What pleases God is your faith. I got to stop there. I got to stop. I'm going to continue this on maybe Thursday. But what pleases God is your faith. People of God, you may have an issue. You may have several issues. But you got issues and you got faith. Your faith is greater than your issue. Jesus, help me. Help me. Your faith is greater than your issue. It's bigger than your issue. Your faith, hold on to your faith no matter what. My prayer is for everyone. Just hold on to your faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we know we all got some issues. We all got some stuff we got to deal with. But, Lord, we thank you that we got faith today. We got the kind of faith that will stop God in the midst of his crowd, in the midst of him on a mission going to see Jairus' daughter. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faith, the faith that you give us on a daily basis, the faith that is strong, the faith that cometh from hearing of the word of God on a daily basis. We thank you. We praise you. We lift you up, God, because you're good, kind, and you're merciful. Oh, hallelujah. Let us not ever lose our faith. Hold on to it tight. My God, Jesus says to Peter, I'm going to pray for you that your faith fail not. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all the children, all the little ones, my God, that are connected to this line, to the body of Christ assembly, to all our co-laborers all across the land. Everybody that connected to this line, we bless and we pray for all the children. Hallelujah. Hold on to your faith. Your childlike faith, my God, knowing that God has done it before, he can do it again. Hold on to your to God no matter what. The God is he's no respecter of person. What he can do for this woman, he can do for you. What he can do for Jairus' daughter, he can do for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. What he did for the Hebrew boys, he can do for you. What he did for Daniel, he can do for you. What he did for Jonah, he can do for you. God can do for you. And he fed the 5,000, he can feed you. My God, whatever it is, you place it in the master's hand. Little becomes much. He can do it for you. Have faith. He can do it for you. He can strengthen you. He can turn your situation around. He can turn your family situation around. Hallelujah. One lamb per household in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He can take you from an abandoned porch, from an abandoned garage. He can take you from homelessness. and turn you into a mighty man of God in Jesus' name. I believe it right now. I believe that God is turning some situations around and some folks' families right now in the name, because you believe, even when he was going to heal Jairus' daughter, they said, don't bother him. He don't bother the master no more, because she's already dead. He told her, hey, she ain't dead. He said, just believe. You got to just believe. Have faith in me. Have faith in me, my God, in the name of Jesus. Have faith in God. Don't lose your faith no matter what. That's my prayer this morning for the people of God. Don't lose your faith. Hold on. Whatever you desire, whatever you've been praying about, whatever you've been believing God for, it's going to come to pass. Draw strength from your past experiences. Know that God has done it before. God can do it again in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are across the land, those that are across the country, believing God for different things in their life, God is going to do it. If you believe it, God believes it. Hallelujah. If you praying for it and believing God for it, God believes it. God stands with you. You have an intercessor with you. He's standing. Jesus is right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, while you praying, Jesus is saying amen. Hallelujah. Amen to your situation. Amen to your healing, your deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe it. We believe it. The saints of God are standing with us and believing God with us right now. We believe in you for a better financial portfolio, right, God? Better investments. Teaching on investments. Teach us, Lord. Teach us in the name of Jesus. We are praying also for all those online. Of course, our Pastor Lenore for total healing, total healing. Total healing we believe in God for, and our bishop for bringing that word on it all every day. It is just flowing out of it. It's too much. It's too much coming out of him for you to get it in one setting. Mother Clark taught me that a long time ago. You're never going to get it in one setting. It's too much. You're going to have to go back and get the tape. So I encourage you to go back and get the tape. It's good. It's good. Come taste and see how good he is. It's good. Well, I'm gonna let you people go, the people of God go this morning. I appreciate you tuning in with us. Thank you, Mother Buchanan. Thank you, Mildred. Thank you, Minister Andre, doing a wonderful job. Thank you, people of God. Continue to pray for one another and that they would hold on to their faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. My big brother, Pastor T. Buckner, we thank you for intercessory prayer, praying for all those that are on our prayer list. We thank you for the thought. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Some things you got to let go of, but one thing you don't let go of is your faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Mother Buchanan, Sister Mildred. You are Deborah's of today, and I ain't going unless y'all going. If y'all going, I'm going. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going in the battle with y'all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is our prayer service, one hour prayer service on Tuesday. I'm Minister Andre. I'm your last prayer lead for today. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to come together once again. I'm going to pray, I guess, for what's on my heart. What's on my heart is Psalms 20. Psalms 20 in the NIV version of the Bible. And it reads, "May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings, Selah. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious, and will lift up our banner in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctified in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. God's involvement in the lives of his people is the dominant theme of the Psalms in today's reading. He gives enablement and victory to those who do battle for him. Security in an increasingly insecure world is one of today's most sought after exclusive commodities. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, for you are our security blanket, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you have spread your hands around us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we don't have to put our trust in the security of this world, Lord. We are putting our trust in you, Lord Jesus. It is you and you alone that will give us the ultimate victory in this life and in the life to come. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Open our eyes, Lord, and show your people that there is more chariots of fire on our side than all the modern day enemies against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for greater is you that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we trust you, and we can smile this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to hold on to eternal life this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for eternal life, Lord. We thank you for giving it to us this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are praying, Lord Jesus, for all those that are on the prayer line, Lord. Especially if there are anyone on the prayer line for the first time. Lord, give us a mind to want to pray and to continue to be praying and joining us together on this prayer line, Lord Jesus. Lord, give us the strength, Lord Jesus, not to compromise with the world. Help us to walk in the spirit that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You are our Lord of all. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to have a mind to live right this morning, Lord. I thank Sister Mildred for saying we. Hallelujah. I hope we all pray together that we want to have a mind to live right this morning. The mind, Lord, to give our tithes, Lord Jesus, to put you first, Lord Jesus, to give you the first fruit, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to make those sacrifices, Lord Jesus. Help us to make you the first priority throughout the day, Lord. There is no failure in you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We are praying, Lord Jesus, for spiritual breakthroughs this morning, Lord. Thank you for our breakthroughs, Lord Jesus. Thank you for our overcoming accomplishments, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't let us give up this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't let us give up this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are praying, Lord Jesus, for a mind to live holy. Help us, Lord, to fight the good fight of faith this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We are praying, Lord Jesus, for a mind to eat and study your word, Lord Jesus. Help us to be in season, instant in season, as well as out of season, Lord. Help us to study to show ourselves approved unto you, Lord. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, Lord Jesus. Give us a mind, Lord, to pray in the Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to continue to sing songs to you, Lord, throughout the day, Lord Jesus. Help us to edify ourselves before you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for reminding us, Lord, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill us this morning, Lord, and help us to sanctify ourselves, Lord. We cry, Abba, to you, Father. Abba, to you, Father. We cry, Abba, this morning, Jesus. Thank you for interceding for us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For we don't know what we should pray for as we ought always. But we thank you that you've given us your spirit to intercede, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our bishop, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Pastor Lenore. Give them the strength they need, Lord Jesus, to do the work, Lord, that you've called them to do. Give all of us the strength that we need, Lord, that are on this prayer line, Lord Jesus, to do your will today, Lord Jesus. Help us to hear what the Spirit is saying to us, Lord Jesus. Help us to stand, Lord, in the midst of temptation, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for helping us to overcome this world, Lord, and the temptations of this world, Lord. Thank you for blood covenant this morning, Lord. Thank you for your shed blood, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for how you reconciled us back to you, Lord. Thank you for communion that's coming up, Lord. Thank you for the gathering together of the saints that's coming up, Lord. Give our bishop safe traveling mercy, Lord, as he comes to Cleveland this weekend, Lord, to minister to us. Thank you, Jesus, for all those that were coming to the AC Hotel. Lord Jesus, just keep them safe. Give them safe passage, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for Mother Izzy, Mother Elizabeth, Mother Peterson. Help us to get out to see them this weekend, Lord. Thank you for our opportunity, Lord, to visit them yesterday, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the firm amen, Mother Izzy said when we finished praying yesterday, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your name. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to help the backslider, Lord. Those that have fallen away, Lord Jesus. Those that may be caught up in circumstances, in situations, Lord Jesus. They need deliverance, Lord Jesus. Help them to turn back to you, Lord. I like what Pastor Buckner read. that Jairus fell at your feet, Jesus. Help them to fall back at your feet, Lord Jesus. Help them to cry out to you for help, Lord. For we know that you're coming back soon, Lord. We want to be on your side when you come, Lord Jesus. We want to be caught doing your work, Lord Jesus. Help us to stay at the altar, Lord, for our loved ones, for our family, Lord Jesus. Help us to continue to intercede for them, Lord. Save them, Lord Jesus. Lord, we know you're coming soon, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we want to make our calling and election sure this morning, Lord. We don't know how soon you're going to be, Lord. Whether it's going to be just coming for me or coming for the church, Lord Jesus, we know you're coming soon. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we got a mind, Lord Jesus, to seek after you, Lord. We got a mind, Lord Jesus, to call on your name. We got a mind, Lord Jesus, to hold on to our faith this morning, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can be thankful with an attitude of gratitude this morning, Jesus. We ask that you continue to bless this prayer line, Lord. Expand the ministry of this prayer line, Lord. Reach those, Lord Jesus, that can't be reached, Lord. That only you can reach them, Lord. Draw them back to you, Lord Jesus, with your love and your kindness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for using us this morning, Lord, as your vessels, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayer leads, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord. Give them what they need on a daily bread. Give us what we need to feed off of you, Lord Jesus, to go forth in our ministries this morning, Lord Jesus, to tell somebody about your saving grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your compassion, your love, your grace, your mercy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, of your forgiveness, Lord. Of our sins, Lord. Those of omission and of commission, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. There's no condemnation in you, Lord. We believe and trust in you this morning, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have made a way of escape for us, Lord. We trust you this morning, and we can smile, Lord Jesus, because you have given us the victory over the chariots of this life, Lord, that coming against us, Lord. You have interceded for us, Lord. You fight our battles, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you this morning, Lord Jesus. We praise your name this morning, Jesus. We lift you up this morning, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God bless everyone. God bless you. Y'all have a great day. Bishop Clark will be coming on in about 1 minute. Feel free to turn to our new YouTube channel and get the daily bread. I love y'all. Have a safe day. Blessed day. Stay in your word and hold on to your faith. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. Have a great day.
God bless.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to talk on BBPS 47.
if you see,